You've used your skills to download the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. Turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. Check out skillscertified.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Round 11 NRL team lists are in, MG. We've got the headline changes in 20 minutes' time, but you have got the most important team announcement of tonight's show.
Yes, after much deliberation, I have come up with my true blue New South Wales team for game one.
Okay, if you want to check it out now, Instagram at Rush Hour at Triple M. We want to get your thoughts on it. We want you to weigh in. And MG, we're going to find out exactly how good it is or how close it is to the actual team, because New South Wales coach Brad Fittler, he's going to jump on the phone straight after you've named your side.
Yeah, good man, Freddie. And later in the show, I've got a little surprise for you, for our listeners. We have a new addition to the show.
We've run this through legals.
Yes.
There's a new person joining the show. A person who has their ear to the ground and knows things that we can't say, but this person can say.
Yeah, he knows all the rumour, innuendo of rugby league.
Oh, I love it. That's coming up just before 7 o'clock. And Nick Kyrgios is at it again, MG. We're going to get to that before.
Your mate's at it again.
He's still my mate. But up next, MG's final New South Wales side. Head to our Instagram page, at Rush Hour Triple M. Check it out. And then give us a call, 133353. What's MG got right? What's he got wrong? Who's he left out that should absolutely be in there? We want your thoughts. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. New South Wales coach Brad Fittler, he's going to join us in about 6 or 7 minutes' time, MG, after you reveal your final New South Wales side for Game 1. We're going to get to that very shortly. This is the Rush Hour brought to you by Skills Certified. Turn your skills, tradies, this is to you. Turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. Take the free skills check at skillscertified.com.au. They make the process really, really easy for you. All right, MG.
True blue. Is it me and you?
Yeah, we've been doing this for over a month now. Every Monday, Tuesday, picking our team. A bit like the New South Wales coach and selectors are doing. And finally, we come up tonight, which is Sunday, I think, the New South Wales team gets picked. So we'll know then who are our new true blues for this 2019 series. But here's my team. Fullback Tedesco. On the wings, I've got Addo-Carr and Ferguson. In the centres, I've got Mitchell and Whiten. Halves are Keary and Cleary, the Erie boys. Up front, Clemmer and Vaughan and Cook. Back row, Cordner, Frizzell, Jake Trbojevic. On the bench, Cody Walker, Cameron Murray, Payne Haas and Jordan McLean.
That is your team.
That is my team.
133353, we ask you to weigh in on MG's team. If you didn't hear it there, you can check it out at Rush Hour Triple M on Instagram. Chris in Baddow Bay has called in. Chris, what's your beef with MG's team?
Hello, Chrissy.
Hey, Big MG, how you going?
Good, buddy. What do you want me to change in this side, mate?
Look, I love you, and I think you're great asset to New South Wales, but Nathan Cleary?
Yeah, look.
His form's been struggling, and Reynolds, I know he's... You know, he's a form halfback, and him and Keary have won a comp together.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue because everyone's opinion tonight is just because it's when you win a series, and I think that's why I've picked Nathan Cleary as my half. He's the incumbent in a series-winning team.
I know he's hard to argue with you, but
no. But look, I don't think he should be punished for his team's woes, Chris. But look, you know what, mate, for your team and for loving Reynolds and Keary, I'm going to give you a T-shirt, mate. Stay around in Sydney.
Hold on, but Nathan Cleary's a part of the woes at Penrith.
He's part of the woes.
You can't absolve him of anything.
Look, I don't think he's a big part of the woes. Okay. His stats are comparable to last year when he got picked.
All right.
I've looked back on his stats and they're compatible.
Lachlan in Penrith, what's your problem with MG's team? Where are the mistakes?
I think the one position is his centre, Jack White. He hasn't been playing centre all year. I'll replace him with his teammate, Jared Croker. This year, I think he's been playing outstanding. Every time he finds a ball, he seems to find a line break or finds a line.
Yep.
And the other one's a bench position, that's Jordan McLean. I'll be swapping him with another boy from Melbourne, and that's Dale Finucane. Only because Dale's work rate is just very high. Mr. Reliable, and he very, very rarely misses the tackle. I think this is what New South Wales needs.
No. Again, hard to argue, Lockie. I'd be happy with both them. I'd be happy to see Jared Croker in a New South Wales jersey, and I'd be happy to be seeing Dale Finucane in a New South Wales jersey. Lockie, take a shirt, brother. Daniel, just a random Sydney T-shirt.
Daniel Hayes on Twitter agrees with Lachlan there at Rush Hour Triple M. He said, where's Dale Finucane?
Yeah.
Armchair Champions likes your team, MG. Now, that's a winning team. Paul Neeshaw says, like it, MG, close on the money. Personally, I would have Whiten on my bench and J-Moz. Josh Morris at right centre. Cleary, definitely not. Out of form, a combo of Walker, Reynolds, Walker, Keary, or Keary Reynolds as the halve, but he loves Cam Murray and Payne Haas off the bench. We've got time for one more call. Let's go to Craig in the Southern Highlands. Craig, what do you like and what do you not like about MG's team?
Overall, pretty happy, although George McLean, mate, like built like Tarzan, plays like Jane. Don't rate him at all.
Yeah, okay.
Just skim off a rice pudding, that fella. That's just my opinion.
Mate, and you know what? You're bloody entitled to it, Craig.
Craig, you sound like me, real brave over the phone, mate. I'm going to throw you a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt.
You got one.
Love your work. Yeah, I hope I don't ever have to say that to you.
No. That's what 133534, brother. Yeah, look. I think Jordan McLean is a big body. Last week, I saw some things in their victory over the Eels that I liked against a forward pack that needed to win, and I think that He's been there, done it before, and I think he wouldn't let us down.
All right, that is your team for game one. The listeners, the people had their say, MG.
Mm.
Let's find out what the coach thinks. Brad Fittler, the coach of the New South Wales Blue, will join us next. See how close you are to the team he's got ready.
Anyway.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, we've just had a pretty heated discussion about the side you've picked for New South Wales for game one, as you see it.
Yes.
A lot of listeners of the show disagreeing with some of your selections.
That's what it's all about.
But we need to bring in someone who also might have some thoughts on it, the coach of the New South Wales side, Brad Fittler. Freddie, welcome back.
G'day, fellas. I'll be interested in what you say, MG. Who's your team, brother? I hear it.
I'll get to you in a sec about my team, my friend. I just wanted to find out. I'm reading, if we believe what we read, that yourself and Brandi and Bedsy and Fitzy are meeting somewhere tomorrow to finalise the Blues team. Is that correct?
Don't know about finalise. Let's just finalise our thoughts on our direction we want to go. And, you know, I think sort of pretty set on a lot of the positions, but, you know, there's still a few up in the air as well.
I know you're quite vocal about the point last year, yourself and Brandi, that David Clemmer basically played his way into an origin spot at the 11th hour. Is there a few players at the moment who have got to prove their worth this very weekend to you?
I don't think it's so much prove their worth, but I think it's for a lot of reasons, you know. It'd be nice for a few players if we're going to go down that way to have really big games going into origin, because it just makes you feel better and it kicks off the week, you know, with a bit of confidence.
All right, well, Freddie, this is the team as MG sees it. From starting at fullback, James Tedesco, Josh Addo-Carr, Latrell Mitchell. He's got Jack Whiten in at right centre, Blake Ferguson on the right wing, Luke Keary and Nathan Cleary are his halves. We get into the front row, Clemmer, Cook, Vaughan, Cordner, Frizzell, Trebojevic, and his bench is Cam Murray, Cody Walker, Payne Haas, and Jordan McLean. How far off is he?
Nice.
Good team.
Well, I've gone, just to explain, as I did to a couple of listeners, I picked Whiten on the right side with his familiarity with Ferguson. I thought them two at club level for their Raiders time, even though Whiten hasn't played a lot of right centre. I think Cody Walker's probably the form player in the competition. I had to find somewhere in my 17 to him. I didn't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater with Nathan Cleary. I think he deserves a chance with a team that's firing.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. I think Jack Whiten's having a great year. You know, I think it's a pretty good side you got there, MG.
Hey, Freddie, how are you feeling?
I feel great.
When doesn't he feel great? That's
the thing. Well, mate, it's been 25 degrees. I've been yogurting on the beach. I've had a couple of sort of good meetings today. I had a good meeting with a good young player coming through who's got a massive future. And sure. But outside that, mate, I think our team's in good shape. I think we're majority injury-free at the moment. And I think, yeah, we've got a lot of support. I really look forward to a great series.
Well, you've got a lot of support because you're always accessible, and I hear you on a lot of different mediums of the media. Your players are always accessible, and I think that, and like you did last year, I think this team will be, again, picked on form. I just want to know, last year one of the highlights of you being the coach was your left-of-centre type of left-of-centre thinking where it comes to, you know, put the mobile phones away, let's go and walk on the grass, let's do a bit of yoga. Have you thought of, without giving it away to us, have you thought of something else that you might encourage the Origin players to do in camp this year?
Yes. Oh. We're going to another level.
Oh no. Can you give us a hint?
Mate, just breathe.
Oh, okay. Now, are we running with the Black Wiggles look again, uniform-wise? Is it trench coats and skivvies?
Well, we're holding on to that. So.
Okay.
I love it.
And lastly, hey, Freddie, before we go, obviously your side being announced, I just want to check... a potential name in the Queensland side that Kevvy Walters might name. He plays for the Dragons. Could be playing at hooker. I just want to check. Do you know what that player's name is?
Oh, Ben.
Yes.
Ben. Oh, Ben.
Yeah, that's
What's
the
his
one.
Surname?
Yeah, Ben.
Yeah. You're the best.
Brad Fittler, the coach of New South Wales. Thank you for giving us some time. We look forward to speaking to you throughout this Origin period. And MG, throughout this whole chat, MG has been jumping up and down on the spot with excitement.
I can't wait. It's here already. It's round 11.
Mate, it goes quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Both of you just sound like you're kids before Christmas.
Oh, it's the best time. It's the best time of year.
Freddie, thank you for your time. We love having you on the show.
All right, go the Blues.
Love you, brother.
For those that had missed it, Brad Fittler did have a little bit of trouble with Ben Hunt's name.
Yes.
On TV.
Not the first, won't be the last.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, team lists are in for round 11, MG.
Mm-hmm.
Dragons have dropped a big name.
Yes, they have.
And you're happy about it.
Well, yeah, I'll have a more chat after this.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. We're about to get to team list for round 11, MG, but we have a special announcement. The New South Wales team, we just spoke to Brad Fittler, will be announced on Sunday.
Yes.
On Monday, this show will be going 2 hours.
Wow.
The people have been demanding it. We will be on air at 6 o'clock as usual, but we will be extending past 7 o'clock in a very special Rush Hour with MG Origin Special.
True Blue Origin Special.
True Blue Origin Special. Now, it's not just that we'll be on air for longer. We will be live streaming the special from 7 o'clock on Instagram. We'll be on Instagram Live. We'll be on Facebook. You can watch us on the website. This is all going to be happening live online as well as our show going longer on air, MG.
Well, that's fantastic. The actual side, we go to the announcement of the actual side being picked, or is that in the morning, earlier in the morning?
We've got some, the True Blue dinner will be going on at the time.
Ah, okay.
So we've got some fingers in pies, and producer Charlie's working on getting some special guests involved with the show. But next Monday, a special extended edition of the Rush Hour with MG, True Blue. Origin edition.
Double the pay, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You don't get to submit to invoices, mate. Okay. Hey, let's do this.
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hours Team List Tuesdays.
All right, let's start with the headline ones, MG. Thursday night, your Panthers taking on the Eels at Bankwest Stadium. Your Panthers, I'm just bringing the team list up in front of me. Dallin Martini-Zelezniak has been dropped.
Yeah.
James Maloney obviously out with suspension.
Yep.
But Josh Mansour and Regan Campbell-Gillard both recalled.
Yeah, and look, I wonder whether Dallin's demotion is because of the overt nature of his contract negotiations at the moment are affecting him, maybe. They seem to affect a lot of people when their contracts are played out in front of the media, and I think Dallin might be one of them. But, young Luai has been itching for a spot all year to start it in the halves, and he gets a chance with his good mate Nathan Cleary. See how he goes.
On the other side of the field for that one, Brad Takarangi, Daniel Alvaro will move to the bench for the Eels. Tim Manor back into the starting lineup, so is Maker Sivo after his suspension. Blake Ferguson's been named in the centres, and George Jennings moves from right to left wing.
Ooh,
so a couple little changes.
Fergo on the centres, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Hey, quickly on the Friday night game, the Seagulls taking on the Titans at Brookvale Lotto Land. Still no Daly Cherry Evans.
Yeah, okay.
If he is to be named for Queensland, it will be having not played in a month.
Yeah, that's fine for a half or, different if it's a forward who needs the, you know, the minutes under his legs, but I think he'll be fine. He'll keep in good nick, Daly Cherry Evans. A lot of swimming and a lot of other stuff without weight bearing. He'll be fine.
Okay, lastly, the Sunday game. We're jumping ahead to this one, the derby between the Dragons and the Sharks. You can hear this one on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M straight after Sunday NRL. The Dragons have dropped Matt Dufty and winger Mikaeli Ravalawa.
You know what? I don't get it when coaches drop outside backs. Obviously, sure, if they've had a howler, but when you lose four in a row, I can pretty well guarantee that it's not the fullback and winger's fault. It may be something to do with your forward pack. So, yeah, I always seem to be the expendable dudes, aren't they? The wingers and centres and fullbacks. But the real problem is if every team, everyone knows that if your forwards aren't going forward, you don't win rugby league games.
All right, that is the team changes for round 11. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Adam Mad Dog McDougall will join us. It's an Indigenous round this weekend. We want to get Mad Dog to weigh in on some of the tougher Indigenous players he played against during his career.
Yeah, been some beauties.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, round 11 is Indigenous round this weekend.
What a fantastic round. And just quietly, how quick is this season going?
It's flying by.
Round 11.
It's flying by.
Some of the best players I ever played with and watched have been Indigenous, and I'm so glad we celebrate this glorious round.
Absolutely. Well, let's bring in this man. He is the host of the Health Hacker podcast, available on podcastone.com.au or wherever you listen to your podcast. Adam Mad Dog McDougall. Mad Dog, welcome.
Boys, how are we?
Fantastic, doggy. We're talking about Indigenous players. Obviously, we're celebrating a fantastic round where some of the best players ever, as I just mentioned as your intro, were Indigenous.
Yeah, oh, how many great players. What a great celebration of rugby league and the Indigenous players that have, you know, stepped onto the rugby league field. Some of the greatest ever players to grace the rugby league field have had Indigenous backgrounds. And I tell you what, just such a great athletic group of players and so skillful and so ageless, a number of them. Like, look at Cliffy Lyons, you know, still one of my favourite players, playing well into his, you know, late 30s, just so many great Indigenous players that we can celebrate and look at some of the stars today, Latrell Mitchell, and the list goes on and on.
Well, MG, tomorrow on the show, you're actually going to give us your top five Indigenous players that you've played with or against.
Yes.
You want to narrow it down. So, you know, players like Jonathan Thurston's and the like, you won't be able to include.
No, like GI and the like, they haven't crossed paths with them, thank God.
But, Mad Dog, in your time, you mentioned Cliffy Lyons there, but talk us through some of the other outstanding Indigenous players that you played with or against.
We'll see. Jonathan Thurston, Greg Inglis, I had a number of good battles with over the years, and, you know, so many great players. Tamana Sahu, I played a lot of footy with. But my greatest rival was obviously Wendell Saylor. You know, Wendell Saylor, you know, he's a great Indigenous player. And
I know that I, and he won't make my list tomorrow, but one of the toughest players I ever played against was an Indigenous player called Ian Russell, who played for the Illawarra.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Back in the early 90s, there was a bloke who came out and I went, oh, you know, because Illawarra weren't a strong team back in them days, but there was one bloke who I hated playing against was Ian Russell, because no matter how big or strong you were, he'd bring you down like a sack of wheat. And he went all day, and so I just want to give a bit of a nomination to Ian Russell, who was a fantastic Indigenous player.
All right, last time we spoke to you, Mad Dog, the question we put to you was regarding the New South Wales backline. An Indigenous player was the subject of those conversations, James Roberts. Before we let you go, because we won't speak to you before the New South Wales team is named on Monday, is James Roberts still in your New South Wales side?
Look, I'd have him in there, and I know that he probably won't get picked. The mail coming out of New South Wales is that Freddie's obviously very cautious to bring a player in that has had some, I suppose, cultural difficulties at his current club. And, you know, Blake Ferguson's been one of them players over the years that was overlooked because of his behaviour off the field. But he certainly, you know, found some great form and changed, you know, his lifestyle. So I just don't think Freddie's going to want to take a risk and bring a player that's, you know, obviously carrying some baggage coming into this first game.
Agree 100% with you, mate.
All right. Adam Mad Dog McDougall, the host of the Health Hacker podcast. If you haven't listened to it, just give it a crack once. I guarantee you'll have a listen. You'll be a subscriber.
You know what? I got told that about 18 months ago. Just watch the first episode of Game of Thrones. Just do it once.
Had over a million downloads for The Health Hacker, which is a record in such a short period of time for a podcast in this genre. So thank you to everyone out there and you guys as well for pushing people to go and listen to it. And as I said, you'll get something out of it for sure.
Anytime, mate.
The Health Hacker podcast, the Game of Thrones of the podcast world. It's available at podcastone.com.au or wherever you listen to your podcast. Mad Dog, we'll speak to you next week.
See you, champion.
Speak next week.
This is Rush Hour with MG.
Before we go any further, just quickly, yes. I know we're time pressed. Game of Thrones last night, did you watch it?
I did.
What did you think? Oh, come on!
It was never going to...
No, your expectations were too high, weren't they?
It's been such an outstanding piece of television that it was always going to be a letdown, however it ended.
Yeah, well said. I think it kind of lends itself to another series.
Hey, this is, speaking
we,
of...
We had a popcorn and choc-top party last night.
Oh, God. Don't worry about Game of Thrones. We've got something more exciting than Game of Thrones coming up next. We've got a new friend of the show. Someone who's going to...
Grab your friends, and if they want to get around the wireless and listen to this next segment, it'll change their lives.
A new friend of the show coming up on the Rush Hour who has inside knowledge on movements in rugby league.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're almost done for your Tuesday, MG. Tomorrow on the show, you're going to be giving us your top five Indigenous players of all time.
Actually, the ones I've played with or against.
Okay, just from your career.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, because I never had the chance to play with or against Thurston or Inglis, and that'd definitely be in the list.
Of course, we're celebrating Indigenous round 11 in the NRL, so that'll be on tomorrow's show. And we'll be speaking to Sydney Swans coach John Longmire ahead of their Marne Group clash against Collingwood at the SCG on Friday night. But MG, before we finish up tonight, rugby league is an industry of rumour, hearsay,
innuendo.
There's lots of unverified stories floating around rugby league.
Hundreds, in fact.
A person has come into the circle of the Rush Hour.
Yes.
Who is very well known within rugby league.
Oh, yeah.
Fans know who he is, players know who he is, coaches, administrators. He is known. And as a result, people tell him things. He hears things.
Yes.
On the grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the condition of anonymity, he has agreed to become part of the Rush Hour.
Yes.
So it is with great pleasure, for the first time, that we introduce you to the person we will call the winemaker.
Oh. Ooh, I paid it to the grapevine. I love it. Not much longer would you be mine. Ooh, I paid it to the grapevine. G'day, winemaker. How are you, my friend?
MG, Liam, can't tell you who I am or where I am, but I can tell you what I know.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Let's do this. What do you got for us?
Keep hearing, boys, that Tyrone Peachy might be enjoying the paycheck on the Gold Coast, but he wants to get back to Sydney. Ooh. He'd love to go back to the Panthers, but he'd be happy with any Sydney-based club.
Tyrone Peachy. My goodness, he's just arrived in Gold Coast.
Well, there were those suggestions that when he signed, we wanted out of the deal.
Look,
and
personally, I'd love him back at Panthers.
Well, that's a good start from the white maker.
Yeah, I know, but this, wow, Tyrone Peachy back to Panthers.
All right, what else you got, winemaker?
Another one, boys. There is a potential straight player swap on the cards for the end of the season. Two big forwards switching clubs. It will be George Burgess to the Broncos and Matt Lodge to the Bunnies.
Ooh. I actually have heard this. Of course, Parramatta chased Big Georgie earlier in the year, but I think all their salary cap's starting to go to the coach and Gutho and Moses and the like. But, yeah, I know George wants to kind of resist the urge to finish his career in Super League at the moment. He still thinks he's got a couple of more years left in.
He's still got time left.
And I know Matt Lodge's partner wants to get back to Sydney with their young kid. So, hey.
Backing up what the winemaker's throwing down, MJ.
I am a bit. Yeah, what else you got, brother?
Our final one, boys. The grapes aren't as strong on this one, but before the end of the year, you might be reading the headline, Gus the Magic Dragon, as in Gus Gould taking up a job at St. George Illawarra.
Wow, you are good.
Strong first appearance from the winemaker.
Strong
first appearance. Winemaker, thank you.
Anytime, boys.
If we're not sued, we'll have you back on.
Talk to you soon. Good on you. Well, what about that?
First appearance of the winemaker.
He's made me thirsty.
Welcome into the Rush Hour fold, the winemaker.
I don't want to think of that.
I love that. Let's see how those stories play out. That's a very strong mail from the winemaker. AMG, we are almost out of time. We got to go. Just before we do go, message to all you tradies out there.
Yes.
Once a year, on August 29th, it is Free Trade Day. Now, the purpose of this is to bring together tradespeople from across Australia to help those in need, to help those, you know, who could do with some trade services.
And there's a lot of tradies out there who want to give their services.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what we'd like you to do, if possible, if you're a qualified tradie, appropriately insured, give up one day.
Just one day.
Give up one day. For the people whose lives you can change, it is everything. It might not seem like much to you, but it is everything for them. So sign up to be a part of Free Trade Day at triplem.com.au. We'd appreciate it, and the people you're going to help would absolutely appreciate it as well.
Bloody well said, as always, mate.
We got to go.
Oh, okay. He's Liam. I'm MG. I've got goosebumps after the winemaker. That was the winemaker. Stay random, Sydney.
You've used your skills to download the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. Turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. Check out skillscertified.com.au.